Welcome to the Swirl and Sip podcast, where we keep it real, talking about womanhood, parenthood, and marriage. I'm your host, Sasha.
And I'm Sheree. And if this is your first time tuning into us, this is what you need to know about us. We're wives, we're boy moms, and we love wine, though we're not experts. This is Life Uncensored.
So get your wine glasses and your favorite bottle and get ready for today's episode. So we like to start each episode with what we are sipping on. First off, before we even get there, welcome to the final two episodes of season three.
Woo!
You do that better than I do. There we go.
Why can you not do that?
I can't do it as well as you. So it is actually, I feel like it's been a while since we've recorded because life.
Like lots of life.
If you listen to the show on a frequent basis, you know that Sheree and I actually record a lot of our episodes earlier than they come out. But life happened and we had a lot of guests not show up to record. So we had to scramble the season a little bit. So that's probably why some stuff sounds a little out of order. Because we recorded it a while ago thinking it was going to be October when it came out. And
then we had to be like, actually, no.
But we, of course, always like to start. I know, it was a mess. It's these last couple of weeks. We apologize, guys. We're going to get together.
We still love y'all.
We have a whole plan for season four, to make sure this ain't going to happen.
Amen.
So it's fitting that today we are drinking a Cab Sauv. That's called Rough Day.
I love, just so you understand, or I don't understand, on the bottle it says for when you just can't. And I said, hey, I said they made a wine for me.
It is. The bottle's actually kind of cute because you know that Sheree picks bottles based on the labels, which I do too. But this one just has a very sad looking dog.
And that's what I said. On the back it just says when you just can't. I'm like, I need this on a shirt. Like a wine glass for when you just can't.
I mean, that's life.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. But so according to the website, it says it's warm and inviting with aromas and flavors of berry pie, black cherry, and a hint of dried oregano. It's the perfect glass for curling up on the couch with your favorite TV series or a chillable red for summer patio weather. And
I'm gonna have to try that one. I'm gonna have to try it chilled.
I don't really like,
I know,
wine, red wines chilled. Like,
I've had it because I have many friends who look. So I got many friends who do the blasphemous thing of chilling there, putting all their wine in the fridge,
and
so all of it, and I just be looking like. It's like, I'm not a wine snob. However,
whites are definitely supposed to be chilled. Reds can be chilled. The sweeter ones.
Some can be like this one says, but most of them like just it does better
and
to
even
that.
Like even if you have if you are a wine snob, like I used to be in my old house before it broke, we had a wine fridge and the really fancy ones will actually have different temperatures for red and white wines because red wines can quote unquote be chilled, but it's not nearly as cold
it's
as what
not
you
the
drink
same.
A white. Mm-mm. Yeah. No.
Nope. That's why I was like, okay. But I will say
strong.
That this, it's got a kick to it. I mean, you know, Cabs, it's not that they like Cabs hit me in my chest. Okay. Like Merlots have a little bit of a smooth finish. Cabs are just like pow right there.
Like,
yeah.
I want you to know this is where we are.
Like, I want you to know you drinking wine. I'm like, okay. Like I taste the powdered cocoa, like, which is very odd because I guess it would be like the bittersweet chocolate. Like that's that bitterness that I taste. It literally, like when you were reading it, I said, that's exactly it. I do taste the cherry as well. And
I mean,
I like
it says
cherry.
Like a berry pie and black cherry, which you know is different than the regular joints.
And I like cherry. That's the only reason why I'm like the tart slash whatever it is, the fruit. I was like, that's spot on. I don't know about no oregano.
Maybe that's what's hitting you in the chest because oregano is a little spicy. Like if you put too much oregano in food, you'll notice. Like it won't. It'll show up real quick.
It will. It definitely will. It will.
You know that I'm not going to complain about a Cab Sauv. We didn't drink too many Cab Savs this season only because last season we went a whole month strong of having them. So I think it's fitting that we are closing out the second to last episode on a Cab Sab after having so many.
Yes. I mean, if we're going to talk about self-care, like, that is fitting because we prefer red wine over white.
Yes.
And I think that we have both. Yes. So I was like, this is fitting that we at least, you know, getting ready to like do it right. Cause no. Self-care. Dang. What did we say during the pandemic? During the pandemic, why did we have so many reds and how did we get to almost like 75?
We needed to take care of ourselves. So, and that Sheree just introduced the topic of our episode perfectly, because if you did not know, September is Self-Care Awareness Month. Ooh, ooh. And y'all know that Sheree and I are really big advocates of taking care of ourselves, especially if you are a mom. But even outside of that, just
like if you just a person in general, like if you live in life, self-care is like a part of that life. We don't put it as a part of our life, but it definitely is.
Have you been better with your self-care? Because
smell of it. Sorry. Every time it's the smell of that's what it is. The smells of cabs and things like that hit you. Like, it lets you know this ain't no punk. This ain't no punk. This ain't no punk. That's all it is. This ain't no punk wine.
And you done poured yourself a real glass too. Like, not even like
I pour myself
like tasting glasses.
She pours tasting glasses, and like, you know me, I'm like, even if I don't like it, I'm gonna drink it. So yeah, we'll be fine. I will frown and make a face every time I sip and be like,
she surely did when she brought it up to her nose. Y'all can't see her, but she made a whole
like,
face.
Look, like, I didn't mean to. It was literally automatic. I was like, oh, I'm sorry. I forget. You can see me, Sasha.
So I know you struggled a little bit at the beginning of COVID last year, with trying to take care of yourself. And I know you started walking, and you have since moved, and life is
life, and
we're entering a different season of life is really what I feel like.
I just completed my first week of work. During a pandemic, we still in the whole panorama, and I work in a school. So, I've found better ways to take care of myself, I guess. So not exactly that I'm doing more self-care, which that's what I'm working on, getting to the place where I actually do it, but I'm recognizing when I need a break. Like earlier this week, someone pissed me off, and I promise you, I was like, yep, I'm going to go to lunch right now. That's my cue. Ding dong. I'm out. And I legitimately just walked around because I work in the city. So I was just like walking around because I had an immediate headache. You know something happens and you just be like
nope.
I was like, I need to go because no one else needs to speak to me in the next 30 minutes because it's not going to be good.
I mean, so that's like that's important though. Like, you being able to recognize what your triggers are is like, we're gonna sound like AA. It's the first step.
It really is. It's like you have to know. Like, you have to know what you're feeling. Like, at the end of the day, because it was 2 days this week that I legitimately like was just in a mood. One was I knew exactly why I was in a mood. Someone just said something, and I was just like, I forget I got to deal with more people now because I used to didn't have to deal with people. And now I have to go back to dealing with people. And I knew what that was. But earlier that week, I called Brandon because, you know, like, this is where I say he's good. He is my like person. He's my like person when I'm like, he's learned how to not try to solve all my problems. So I was just like calling, and I was like telling him about like I was on lunch, and I was just telling him about like all the stuff going on because, you know, first week back, and then we're still in a, you know, pandemic. Panini. And, you know, we're still in the whole panorama, and, you know, that means that exposure and all that. I work in a school. So I'm just like all the frustrations and fears and everything that all of us as parents have been talking about sending our kids back in person. I'm going through them on two levels. So I remember just talking to him, and halfway through, I stopped and was like, why am I frustrated? Because it's not the school. They're doing wonderful. I actually will say I feel comfortable at my school because of my office and the size and the thing. So I was like, I'm not. I was like, what am I upset about? And I said, I'm pissed because we're still in this. Oh, there it is. I was like, I'm pissed.
Why
that
the,
we are,
like, are we still in a pandemic, y'all? Like, why is this not over?
Like, why the hell do I have to wear a mask right now? Why do I have to? Why am I still worried about exposures? Why am I worried about this? I said, I can't stay in this country at times. And that was it. It was like me just looking and figuring out why. Why? Because I was like, I'm not bothered by my students, the staff, or anything. I said, but I just had a cloud. Like, you ever had a cloud over your head?
Yeah.
That's what it was. And I think that's where self-care comes in, is to know when you have that cloud and what can bring you out that cloud. Because it's not even that I did anything. I promise you, I just walked around the neighborhood.
But part of it was probably just recognizing, like, this is why you felt that way. And then you
and knowing that it was not a particular person. Like, because it's real easy for us to try to find one specific reason or a person or a thing that it is, because we like to point fingers. Let's just say real. We like to point fingers. It's got to be a person or a thing. But sometimes it ain't got nothing to do with no one else. It was literally just me and my mood. And I was like, nothing that anyone, like, it's nothing anyone said or did. And so therefore there's nothing anyone needs to say or do to fix it. It's all me.
Yeah.
Both sides.
I feel like for me, you know, my planner nature that I am, I prioritize making sure I have time for me. So I
see your little list. I see
my workouts on my calendar. I got my nail appointments on the calendar. Like, I go every 2.5-3 weeks to get my nails done.
I need to put that back on the calendar. I told you my nails, I had to give them a break. Like, you had to give yourself a break.
Yeah,
I had to
I'm
give
rocking
mine
the gel
a break.
Right now, I just put gel polish on mine, but they're my natural nails.
But I'm not there yet.
I do all of that. What will be important for me is, like, you know, we just mentioned, I feel like for me, I'm entering this new season of life, because Stokely will be starting school for the first time. And granted, it's only half days. It's two days a week, but it's a thing.
It's a thing, and he's going to be around people.
I have a whole calendar full of
y'all need to understand, like, for real. If you're not on our Patreon, please join just so you can see this calendar. Like, Sasha is the mom that she keeps on saying. Yeah, I saw when you said your command center. I seen it. But Sasha is like the mom that everyone be like, oh. She's probably going to be some teacher's nightmare, but she's not really the teacher's nightmare, but she looks like the teacher's nightmare because she literally, she has every day marked down.
I do. So, and that's why,
like, as a social worker who works in school, when I see you, I'm like, oh Lord. Okay.
And it's all not, right. So, but it's not like a lot for me. It's going to be important that I do things like plan my workouts and get my nails done and wine night and, like, you know, taking breaks and stuff like that, because I feel like, especially not only is it for me, like, I feel like this season is changing, but also just this time of year for me is so busy. So,
yeah,
because, you know, like, so like I said, so he's starting school, he's gonna be in soccer and he's doing gymnastics class, which is the whole year. Gymnastics is the whole year, the whole school year.
Yeah, because Sasha just can't let him have. I said,
I mean,
Sasha
don't
let him
try
have.
It.
I'm always
gonna give him the opportunities to try. Now, if he says after it's done, or, you know, we get a couple months and he don't like it anymore, you know, I'm not going to make him do it, but he wanted to try it. So,
okay,
Olympics,
well, see, that's a good thing. The Olympics got him. So, Brendan is apparently into football. So, don't worry, I'm right there with you, because legitimately, him and his father being here screaming, it's football season. And I was just like, what the hell is happening in my house?
But so, like,
he literally likes to watch football. So, I'm like, I need to get him in some activities.
We have all of that. We have then, y'all, you know, more than anybody, October is just crazy. If in my house,
October is the party central, party HQ.
Yes. And I really want to have a Halloween party this year, but I'm like, can I squeeze it in? I don't know.
I mean, the funny thing is that if anyone can squeeze it in, you can. But
I know. It's just like,
it's not even like it's for you, it wouldn't even be that hard. Because you probably have a million and one things. You can recycle a theme at this point, because I don't remember all your parties. I don't. I promise.
But then I have that. We're doing a couples trip in November, plus, of course, Thanksgiving. I always host a Friendsgiving. And, of course, it's Christmas. And so, like, this time of year, this season that I'm headed into, I feel like it's just going to be so busy.
I was gonna say, not to mention your business and everything. Like, you have a lot going on.
I'm still working. I'm thankfully still working from home. And that's not going to change probably through the end of the year at this point. We still don't know what that looks like next year. And so it's just a lot. And so I always have to like, and that's, I think that's why I try to make sure that.
That you keep a schedule or keep organized. And I was going to say, organization is a form of self-care. And a lot of people don't think it is, because like for me, organization is a stressor, because I like it in my mind. I love the idea. Like, I have a planner. I actually have like three different planners, because I have one that I actually, for my day to day, which I am getting ready to do, because I need to, and because I have so many things to do, I need to write things down. I am a person who writes it in my phone. So it's literally just a matter of, I'm getting ready to train myself to be more in my like paper form, because I have so many things that can't just go in my phone. Because like, I don't want all my work, business, and everything in my phone. That's not no one's business.
If I wasn't as organized as I am, it would stress me out. Like, it would not, I would not be able to function like that. Like, I can't. And like you said, like for me, it's a form of self-care to be as organized as I am, because I would, it would literally stress me out. Like, I would.
And a lot of people sit there and think that, like, because like for me, looking at your schedule, I was like, ooh, girl. But you know, this is what, like, some people like the checklist. I'm so funny enough, I'm a list person. I am a list person. I am a check off like boxes. Mm-hmm. So that's me. Like, me to write down everything I have and to cross it out.
I don't do that. Like, I put everything on my planner, and I have it in my phone as well, so I can see it on either end. Mm-hmm. But I write it in my planner, so that way when I'm working, I can like look at my planner, see what I got to do every day. I can see what the week is looking like. Know like if stuff comes up, what I need to schedule, what I need to move around. But it just helps me like visualize how much time I have, and it helps me not to be stressed, because I manage a lot of different things, and
you got a lot of fingers in a lot of different pots, and it's a good thing to be able to be that organized. That's why you're able to also, I think that also what allows you to, because you build in self-care, you're not overwhelming yourself, and you're not sitting there feeling like you don't know where your head from your ass is, because
say that's why it's important to, if you are the planner type like me, schedule in time for yourself, like schedule in self-care. I literally will put workout, you know, 8:30 in the morning, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. I put it on my calendar. That's me time. I will put my nails appointment. That's me time. Mm-hmm,
I put my hair appointments and I put my brow appointments. I haven't yet put my nail appointments because I don't have them as consistently.
I go to jail every
I know you are a consistent person in that. If it was, I could, if I had like a standing appointment type thing, but I make my next appointment and I make sure that it's in my phone, because like you said, there are certain things that I need to know. But now that we've gotten back into school, so I'm having meetings, I have meetings, and I have presentations, and I have like, because I hit the ground, I feel like the fucking road runner this week, like legitimately. So let me tell you about this Fitbit, or I mean not this Fitbit, this Your Apple Watch. Okay. Every day I have closed my rings. I am about to have a perfect week. I'm going to go and do an workout right now, because I will have a perfect week. I have closed my rings then some, because by 1 o'clock though, like by 1 o'clock, like I've gone up and down steps, because my office is on like the fourth floor. Mm-hmm. Classes are on the third and second. So I'm like running up and down steps to get any of my students and all of that. Not to mention if I have to go back to my office to take a kid, then go back to escort them back down, and then up and down finding of someone. If they give me a call, I promise you it'd be 1 o'clock and it'd be like, ding, exercise done. I was like, and that's not even a real, and you know that we know that this is not a, completely accurate, because of course I've moved way more than what's logged on it. I'm like, I'm about to get slim, fine, if I by any means necessary. But that's what I've missed in the past year and a half in self-care. See,
I also will say that part of my self-care has been what your husband says is me pretend being a rebellious teenager.
yes, all your markings, your body modifications.
I mean, during this whole pandemic, I have gotten 3 tattoos.
Mm-hmm. And 2 and piercings, right?
And 2 piercings. Yeah, I was only about to say one, but I forget. I was
2 piercings. I got 2. Because you had your ear first.
I got my ear, my cartilage in my ear, and I got my nose pierced and added 3. I only had 1 tattoo, guys.
Now she's at 4.
I had it for like 10 years. I only had the one. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. now I have 4 tattoos. I have excess holes in my body.
Like, she just keep on creating holes and marring and painting on her body. Like, and she ain't done, but you know.
I'm not.
She's not done. Probably, like, nope.
The piercings, yeah. I don't think I'm going to get any more.
The tattoos. We'll see.
I mean, if I did, it would only probably be another in my ear to match this side, but I doubt
it. Yeah, I like how she says, like, I don't know, but yeah, it's because she likes things equal. She's going to get another piercing. I take it from me. I've known her. Okay. Just take it from me. She's going to get another piercing. Now,
I don't think
it's going to be on the other side of her body because it's got to be even.
Yeah.
Okay. She likes things to be equal.
Libra. I do. Yes.
I was going to say, so you can say what you want. But yeah. That is a form of your self care. Like, yeah, that is something that you like.
It's not something that I even like. If you would have asked me 10 years ago, 5 years ago, if I would have been the tattooed person, piercings person, I would have been like, no, like, that's not me. But I do feel like it's definitely like everything on my body means something to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm a creative person. I like art, so I don't get anything it's not so on me
that doesn't have a meaning to you. I mean, like, and that's
like something I find beautiful. So
yeah, like, I promise you, like, that's the reason why. Funny enough, I think that's why I don't have any tattoos, because at 15, my mother told me, "Don't get a person's name on your body because, you know,
I don't have a person's
life." She's like, "Don't get a person's name and make sure that whatever it is you like, because it's there for life. Go ahead and look up some tattoo parlors." I literally never had, like, I knew from the age of 15 that I could have gotten a tattoo at any point. Well, and so I've known that I know the tattoos I would get, but also every marker that I have, I was like, okay, when I have a child, I'll probably, because of the pain, and I never, and then you see how my y'all told my childbirth story. I've never felt pain. So y'all who be like, oh, but you've gone had a baby. I didn't feel
well, and all
I didn't
mine,
even feel a cramp.
All
okay.
Of mine
so
were in places that I couldn't really see, right? Except for the last one. The newest one that I have is something I could see every day. The first one that I had was on my shoulder. Like, it's on the back.
I was gonna say, but everywhere that you have is, if it's what I call bathing suit. See, yes. You know, you can see that if you can, yes. It's intimate places.
Yes. And I can't, but I never really can see them. So like, except for the one that I have on my thigh now, but I realize, like, I really like expressing myself that way. It's my way of being like, this is me, like, fuck it, pretty much. And so I just, this is what I've started doing. But I also think, like, when we talked about, like, scheduling stuff, though, I'd even think, even if you don't have anything specific planned, even just writing on your calendar, like, if you are a time block planner person and you want to say, like, you know what, from 1 to 2, that's me time. I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna be doing. I'm gonna take a nap. Like, I'm gonna take a nap. I'm gonna read a book. I'm gonna go for a walk. Whatever it is, like,
whatever it is, it's, I'm going to unplug from what I have to do and just sit there. Even if it's staring at the wall and vegging out while you're watching TV and watching your favorite show. And that's me. That's why I say I don't build in me time, but I definitely have it. So when I was doing my yoga, practicing and everything like that, I was journaling a little bit, because they tell you that you want to journal from the beginning to the end, like, so you can see a transformation. I'm really bad at journaling, but I said I'm going to give myself this time to do it. I used to love journaling. Now, as I write poetry. I actually write poetry on my phone, so I have. Oh, I actually won awards for my poetry. I like poetry and I'm really good at it, but it's something that I hold really close to I really hold it close to me. So, like, there's only a few people who have ever heard any of my poetry. So that's my thing there. If I feel the mood, I can be sitting there and zone out for like 30 minutes to an hour and, like, just writing and then coming back to that for the next week until I feel it's complete. And then reading it back, and I'm like, damn, I can remember what I was going through in that moment. So that's my self-care in terms of writing. I used to write a lot, but I used to wake up in the morning, because I'm I'm more of a morning person, more so if I wake up, I'm up. So if you, like, I couldn't, last night was just a bad, I keep having a recurring dream. That's another thing that's messing with my sleep, because I now know when I'm entering this dream. And it's not a bad, like, nightmare type thing, but it's, like, suspenseful. And I'm like, I don't know why I keep having this dream. Therapy, whatever, I'll figure it out. But every time, like, when I remember feeling myself going, nope. Like, immediately waking myself up. I've had dreams
like that, where you be in a dream, no. And you be like, nope, wake up.
You look around and I was like,
this ain't where I want to be.
Like, I saw myself looking around and I said, nope, why am I here? Nope. And I found myself, like, I woke myself up. So I know that if I'm up, I'm up. So when I do, when those things happen, I take the time to, like, that's when I'll look at YouTube or watch a video, or else that's when I'll get up and I'll write. I used to get up a little bit earlier than everyone else, because everyone else in the house would just wake up whenever. I will wake up pretty consistently. Like, I just can't sleep long. If I don't sleep more than 6 hours to 8 if I'm sleepy, but
I love my
6 hours.
That is my form of self-care.
See, I will wake up and I will have my cup of coffee and I would just write and just let my mind flow. And for that 30 minutes where no one else is up, that's when I found my moment to, like, organize my day.
I've talked about that, like, not so much the waking up earlier than everybody else, but I've talked about, like, how, like, in the morning when it's nice out, I take my coffee outside and just will drink outside. And look, we have water in our backyard, so I'll just go and look in the water, because it is very calming and it helps, like, mentally prepare you for the day. Oh, like,
water is my, like, not, don't turn on a shower for me, but if you take me to natural water,
so I do notice a difference, because we also have a beach that we can ride our bikes to. It's probably about, it's a 5-minute bike ride.
So that's that bike ride. Don't worry,
we did that yesterday.
I'd be looking at, like, so me and Sasha have, like, are connected on our, like, phone. So I was like, what the hell did she go cycling? What the fuck?
So we wrote, because yesterday, and this also, like, even though it's family time, it was very relaxing. And so we rode our bikes down to where the beach is, because it's a beach in a nature park. And so they have trails. So we rode the bikes there, walked on the trail for an hour, and then rode our bikes back. And Stokely was with us. But I do find, for me, like, our water outside is common, but it's on a river. And we're, like, on the end of it. And so it's not, like, you don't hear the water as much. Yeah. Whereas, like, when we go to the beach, like, that's my zen. Like, you hear waves and, like, the birds and, like, that.
Just to sit. Like, I can sit there for hours.
I can that relaxes my soul so much. Like, it just,
fountains and waterfalls for me. Fountains and waterfalls. So here's the thing, waterfalls, because I used to love to find the natural areas. You know, I grew up in DC, so, you know, Rock Creek Park, they have a lot of like rushing water. So the same thing as you, beaches and, like, just hearing the water, just beautiful. But I've also found that, because, of course, we don't live it growing up in the city, there's not a lot of water that you can just find a beach right here. But fountains, like, beautiful ones, like, you know, the ones that, you know, you're just sitting there. I can sit there and look, and I think I found every fountain in DC. Like, I have so many hidden places that if you want to find me, like, if you ever see me disappear one day, Sasha, just go and just start driving around DC and be like, just tell me where all the bodies of water, like, are, and you'll find me at one of them, because that would be my place that I would just sit. I would think about life. I would think about, like, and just resetting.
I really think that's what, so we, the whole reason why we wanted to do this show is because it's Self-Care Awareness Month. And I really think, like, that's why self-care is important, because when you find things that can relax you and can refresh you and make you feel rejuvenated and make you feel excited about things, or give you a new perspective on things, give you a time to, like, clear your mind, like, let you think better, like, all of that is important. And being aware of when you need to have those moments, and like, not pushing it aside, because I think so often as women, we have a tendency to want to serve other people. Others. Like, regardless mm-hmm. of whether you're, you know, you have a, you have kids, you have a husband, a spouse, whatever. You might be the type of person who you're single, but you still want to do everything for your friends. Like, you never take a moment to just sit down and do what you want to do. You're always the yes person. You don't want to say no to anybody because you don't want to hurt people's feelings. Like, not having boundaries with your family and friends. Like, that's not practicing good self-care. And the whole point is to recognize that it's important to take care of yourself. Like, it's important to, it doesn't make you selfish. Like, it's,
I was getting ready to say, like, it's necessary. And it's, as a matter of fact, so two things. One, we will have something I'm going to send to you that we can link for here, because there's six types of self-care / rest that we need. And we don't think about all of them. One, sleeping, like, you know how people say, oh, well, I just need to get more sleep. And it's like, that's only one type of self-care. There's like self-care that deals with the spiritual, the sensory, the mental, the all that. There's a million and one like ways that you can self-care. So I'm definitely, I'm going to send it to you in this. As a matter of fact, I'm sending it to you now, Sasha. Don't worry. It's on your IG now. I just sent it to you. But that's the types of rest and the types of self-care that we need is one. And the other thing that I immediately think of when we talk about like this entire self-care isn't selfish is we always say this phrase, don't pour from an empty cup. And I've done, as a social worker, self-care is kind of like the thing that we always talk about. I've done more presentations than I can think of on it. So someone said you always say don't pour from an empty cup, but most of the times our cups are broken.
Well, and I also saw someone say you don't want to pour from an empty cup. And it was actually Dr. Lisa. We had her on at the beginning of the season. I saw she recently posted it on Instagram. She said, she believes you don't want to pour from a full cup. Instead, you want others to get your overflow.
Yes.
And so I've never heard that. Like, I've heard, you know, you don't want to pour from an empty cup. And so you think about, okay, you want your cup to be full.
You want your cup to run it over, actually.
Yes. Yeah.
And the thing is, so the thing that I remember is like, yes, you want your cup to overflow. You want your cup, you want people to get the overflow from you. So you're still full and you have so much over that you can give
that
to
makes
others.
So much more sense.
It does. The because second
like,
part
oh,
of
if
that,
I pour from a full cup.
Yeah.
Then I'm now eventually going to get yourself. To an empty cup.
I'm going to deplete myself because I'm full and I still. So the idea that this continuous, like we're continually filling ourselves up so that we're never empty. That's just not really how life goes. Like at some point we have to rest. At some point we have to stop. The other thing that came from that is like, sometimes our cups are broken. And I said, I remember saying that. And I said, whoa, wait a minute. So like, you've seen a cracked glass, like you've had a cracked container with a leak.
It's not
like you could fill it up. Right? You can fill it up five times. That leak is going to keep falling out.
Yep.
Most of the time we have leaks and holes and cracks that we have not filled and figured out how to patch. If we don't patch them holes first, we will never be able to fill our cup up.
That's therapy, you guys. That's therapy.
I'm just saying. I told you, like, I was like, this self-care, oh, girl, I got, but like, at the end of the day, self-care is what patches our cups as well as fills it. And I think that's the reason that I always think of that. And I said, when I saw that, I was like, I was floored because I said, wait.
I do think it becomes easier as you get older because I think you realize, at least for me.
I think
you realize like it goes into also the mind frame or for at least for me, like the older people get, the less fucks they have to give.
That's what I was going to say. I was like, no, that's why I looked. I said, like, oh yeah, older people, the older you get, the less fucks you give about anything.
Because you
like,
only
like
you start becoming quote unquote selfish because you're only going to do what serves you. And like,
or else you don't care about what other people feel, think, and see. So it's like, I'm doing this because I like to, because I want to. And if anyone doesn't like it, they can kiss my ass. Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I agree. Like, as I've become, I'm not 35 yet, but you know, we are at this point where we are at that place where we're like, we aren't young anymore. You're not young.
Conceivably, we could be.
I mean, depending on what you call young,
you could be middle aged, guys.
I don't like to think that.
I don't either. But statistically speaking, if you look at like.
I mean, we're getting ready to hit that next. So, like, you know, it's usually like 25 to 34, or like,
we
you
in
know,
that next
like
age
we're
bracket.
Literally at the 30, we're at the 35 to whatever the next is. 50. So, I we're getting ready to hit to this. Hey, I'm not talking about where it goes to. That's not the nope, that's neither here nor there. No, but we are at a place where it is important for us to know, like, I can't give to everybody, I can't be everything to everybody. And I damn sure can't be anything to anyone if I'm not something to myself first.
Yep.
Okay. So
true.
That's where self-care comes in. So whether that's me doing yoga, and yoga for me has been more so a lot more than just the poses. It's been the breathing. It's been the recognizing what I feel. It's been the knowing, you know, that I need to take a break and knowing how I need to move my body. Those are the things, like massages. So I got a massage that I'm about to schedule because I got a spa day that's coming up.
Well,
that's why,
like, a lot of people, y'all have heard me say that I put my workouts on my calendar, and some of y'all might be like, ooh, that's not self-care. Like, exercise is not a form of self-care. But for me, it definitely is, because I'm getting older and my body hurts. And
I was going to say,
I
walked down the steps and somehow I tweaked my knee. I don't know how, but it went out and it's been hurting this entire, like, for the past 2 days. I need to move. Like, that is a part of me taking care of myself.
Like, bitch, we ain't walked today. What are we doing?
Like, what are you doing? Like, you sat on your ass? No,
all day?
You need,
all day?
Like,
no,
all
we don't
day.
Like that.
No, like, I have been walking up and down. So that's why I'm happy to be back in my building. Like, as much as we're like, you know, I'm balancing the fears and the caution and everything, but I'm so happy to be back in person, because as a therapist, that's my job. My job is in person. Yeah. I love that we're able to connect over online, but like, my in-person moving back and forth up, down, I'm in my element, man. I'm like, oh shoot. I have to tell myself to sit down and be like, okay, just take an hour and sit down. And usually it ends up being a half an hour because I think of something else to do. And I'd be like, I could also do that though. But I'm in my element. And then at the end of the day, I'm tired. I have, like, I can sit and I can enjoy time. Self-care for me has been taking time with Brendan and like playing with him and playing these games that, you know, these pretend games that I was like, okay. I don't know what the hell we're playing, but we're just going to go with it. Oh, we're rescuing this one. Okay, cool. We over here playing a rescue mission now. But those are the family times, like sitting down and playing with Brendan, sitting down and watching a movie with Brandon. That's another form of self-care and relationship self-care.
Yeah.
As well as.
Like, it's not, self-care also isn't just about being by yourself, right? Like,
it doesn't mean by yourself. Self-care is not
like having those relationships with family and friends, like taking time to talk to the people who are important to you, who like spending time with the people who are important to you. Like,
and I think that is an important thing to say.
Piece of your cup too, you know.
And I think that's an important piece to say. Yeah, because a lot of times we think self-care is like by yourself. Like, no, you can do self-care. Self-care is our wine night where we're around. It's four of us, and we're sitting around. But that is a peak piece of an important piece of self-care.
Sure.
And so, like, it doesn't mean, like, if you're around, now make sure that who you're around is people you want to be around. That's the self-care part, because if you find yourself around people who you're just like going out because you just feel obligated, that's not self-care. Going around people who you want to be around, oh yeah, I need this. Sometimes I get around my friends, like I'll go out with my friends. I think 2 weeks ago, we got around each other and was talking about life, and then we ended up crying. And I'm like, oh my Lord, why are we in here crying? Like, what the fuck is going on? But
it'd be like that sometimes.
We needed that like emotional release of like, it's just been a lot.
Yeah.
And to be able to do that and continue on with the day and just be like, and not feel any type of way about it, where it's like, oh, okay. So back to our jokes and stuff, you know.
I mean, even like the birthday party that we went to, that, like, that for me, I love to do things like that. I don't do it that often because I am an introvert and I wouldn't choose to do it every day. But when I am able to party and be like that with my friends, I love it. Like, it just,
you wouldn't be able to do it every day, but like,
no, I wouldn't be able to do it every day.
It's necessary because it's like, it's
so
fun.
Necessary. Yes.
I think that's the other thing. It's like, sometimes it's about like, especially in this whole like past 2.5 years, like almost 1.5, 2 years that we've been out of touch with people,
yeah.
being able to start to come together and being able to like add in those pieces. Because that's the other piece that we didn't talk about is that a lot of our self-care was taken away because yeah. gyms closed and yep. everything was closing down. And so all the things that you would do, you couldn't do. And then you had to learn how to do something on your own.
Yeah.
Like I taught myself how to crochet. Why? Why? Because
I baked bread.
I did a lot of cooking, but you baked.
I was over here crocheting. I was baking cakes. I was baking cookies.
And I'm over here making squares, like for no reason. Like I'm just like, man, this ain't that hard. What are you making? Nothing. Like it's like, what are you doing? Nothing. I promise you. I was like, everyone was like asking, well, what are you gonna make? Oh, nothing. I don't plan to ever make a scarf. You ain't gonna ever see me like make a scarf, crochet, no baby clothes, nothing. What do you make? Squares. And then I stop and then I'd be like, all right.
But you know how to. Next. That's all that matters. You know how
exactly.
To.
Exactly. Like at the end of the day.
I can make a loaf of bread if I need to.
Exactly. I made some biscuits. Man, because I never made biscuits. That was me. When I made my perfected biscuits, especially regular biscuits and sweet potato biscuits, mm-hmm. I said, oh, I've arrived. I can make this if I wanted to. And then I thought that I should put this in a list of like, you know, recipes, and then I didn't, because that's once again, that seems like more work to start writing down how I do what I do.
Yes,
how
is Brendan supposed to be able to know how to make a good biscuit?
He can watch me the same way I learned from my mama.
I understand, because I was making some rice and beans the other day, and all of the measurements are literally what I remember. Like
what you look and you.
When I make the rice, if for those Spanish people out there, you know, when you're making white rice, you're supposed to put oil in it, like canola oil, vegetable oil, whatever. And it's literally like you pour. Like, because you know, it's rice, water, right? The water mm-hmm. goes on. Mm-hmm. And then you pour the oil in it until the circle of it is about this big. And then that's my measure. Yep.
You know, so that's the same way as what, that's the same way that I make homemade desserts, like legit homemade. Like I make banana pudding from scratch. Like I make custard from scratch. And I remember the first time that I was sitting there in my friend's kitchen whisking. And she was like, what are you doing? I said, I'm gonna make the custard. And she's like, you ain't got gel. I said, no. What? I was like, girl, you just put this in here. She's like, well, how do you know? I said, you'll feel it. And she's like, what? I said, you'll feel it get thicker. You'll just feel it when it's right. And she was like, what? But that's the only way I learned. My dad
the same way
was
I know how to make that meat.
He would like, yes.
When I make that like, that y'all love,
yes.
I'll be measuring not nothing that goes on there.
And that's the thing, but that's why I said it's like, so cooking is a form of self-care for me because, yeah. and cooking and then watching other people enjoy it as well. Yeah. There's two pieces. Some people can just cook a million meals. I cook, but I don't need to eat hardly any of it. Yeah. I will cook and then eat something else and just watch everyone enjoy.
That's how I feel about hosting. Because
mm-hmm.
I like when I can have get-togethers and whatnot and feed yes. people and like...
See people like, oh my gosh, Sasha, look so at cute this.
They're like, I know, thank you.
Thank
really,
you.
I guess really what my self-care really just means I want compliments from people. Like,
I mean, but at the same time, but it's not just compliments because you are doing something.
Yeah.
So you pouring your creative energy into something, but you like to see people enjoy. Oh, look, I love to cook because I love to eat. But I promise you that to see, like to hear Brandon be like, damn, like
yeah.
whatever this is. And I'll be like, for real? And he'd be like, I know how to cook. But it's something about where he's like, hey, yo, whatever you did, like this right here, like what is in this? And I was like, I mean, it was just a little slight thing.
I just threw it together.
It was just something slight. You know, I just thought about that. It gives me that confidence boost that lets me know. And I think that is another piece of self-care is like doing the things that we're good at.
Yeah,
doing the things that we excel at is also okay. It's fine. We don't always have to take on no new tasks.
No,
do what
we
you
don't.
Know.
No.
As a matter of fact, usually go to what you know.
Yes, that's yeah. So I mean, the main purpose, the goal of the episode, the takeaway is just for September, Self-Care Awareness Month, all year long. just remember to pour into yourself and try mm-hmm. to get to a place where you are serving others with your overflow and not pouring from an empty cup or a full cup. Do what makes you happy. Do what fulfills your spirit, renews yourself, like that makes you, like, you know, just fulfills you. Like, that's the whole point. Allow yourself to have breaks. Allow yourself to rest.
Self-care is knowing that you need rest and that it's okay for you to rest.
And it,
like, it's necessary.
Sentence, you know, I did a reel last week about self-care for entrepreneurs, and one of them mm-hmm. was like not having to have a full calendar, and that goes for like non-entrepreneurs too. Like, don't feel like you always have to be moving, like you always have to do things, mm-hmm. unless of course you are an extrovert and having all of that does feed into
if it feeds into you, but that still doesn't mean that you have to fill your calendar with like
with things that things. You don't like.
It means that you can, it just means that at the end of the day, make sure that you have put stuff in there. I like to say put stuff in there that can be taken off.
Yeah.
So like, instead, like, you know, I don't like to say that you need to fill your obligation. You don't need to have a list full of obligations. Yes. Like, there are some things that if I do it, fine. If I don't feel like doing it though, it's no one's going to be hurt.
Exactly. Yeah.
And that's fine.
Yes to all of that. That's
yes. A thousand times. Yes.
So with that, we would love to hear from you guys on Instagram. I'm sure there's a conversation going on right now about how you practice good self-care. If you need to do better, are you trying to do better? We would love to know. It's always a work in progress over here in these parts. Like, Shrey,
I'm just saying,
and I
are both
working on it. It's, I think,
I look at Sasha as the real adult in our lives because she
I've been
be
the real adult
real
in everyone's life.
I'm the real adult when it comes to like my successes and stuff. Like, I'm a real adult at times.
You know, I've always been
like,
the mom of the group.
She's the mom, so I'm like, yeah, I ain't got it, and I don't try to have it. The other part is my self care is I don't try to have it.
Know your limits. Sometimes good self care is knowing your limits, knowing what you can and can't do. So we would mm-hmm. love to hear from you guys what that looks like. You can follow us on Instagram at Swirl and Sip Podcast. If you want to send us an email, you can do so at hello@swirlandsippodcast.com. If you want to join our Sip Squad and see what my calendar looks like, you can join our Patreon at patreon.com/swirlandsippodcast.
It's a lot.
It really is. I literally got this calendar yesterday, guys, and it is almost entirely full. It's a little worrisome, actually. But
she says it's anyway. Worrisome, but she gonna do the same thing next month.
I am. I mean, because that's the season of my life right now. Next month is probably gonna be even worse. Mm-hmm. So.
Oh, next month is that's for September.
Yes.
Oh, October is already blocked out. You might as well go ahead and just start that now. October is your busy month.
October is my busy month, guys. But yeah, we would love to hear all of that. Make sure that you are following us on all of your favorite podcast platforms and rating and reviewing. It really helps us or other people find the show, and it helps us because we want other people to hear our conversations. We like talking. We feel like other people like to hear us talk. So make sure that you're rating and reviewing because that does help us out. And until next week for our season 3 finale, make sure that you have your wine glasses ready for next week's episode.
Bye.